Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, hey, Marky, it might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Tosh, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Thursday edition ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, glad we're all in agreement there. Yep. The most important Packers countdown continues edition. And the head coach Jason Eck of the New Mexico Lobos scheduled to appear. Talking college football heading into our 4th of July weekend. Tausch was
finally
teammate.
Got somebody producing this show that likes college football, so that's good.
That's good, yeah. What is that supposed to mean? What?
You're not a real ball knower, Jesse.
Hunter loves college football. Every time Hunter's producing, we end up in a college football talk, and it's usually really informative and good. And I would venture today that we'll have some good college football conversation.
Last
that's
day
all.
Before
not everything's
the
4th
so of personal,
July. Jesse.
No, that felt like a personal attack.
But it wasn't.
And I would venture
complimenting
to bet that's not
somebody
be the last
else
time
is
today.
It?
I feel that way.
Okay, probably not.
Yeah. No. Can I introduce you? Can I introduce
yeah,
me? That's more important. Wilde and Tausch, 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, the ESPN Wisconsin app, live video streaming on the ESPN Madison and ESPN Milwaukee YouTube channels, as well as the Wilde and Tausch Twitter feed and Facebook page. My name is Jesse Nelson. I am normally the producer of this show. Once again, Jason Wilde has the day off heading into the 4th of July weekend. Very well deserved for Jason. So I step into the host chair alongside the Green Bay Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher. Hunter Vaughn, our cousin sub of the day. Big college football fan, Hunter Vaughn, in the Everlight Solar Studio running the show. Good morning, Hunter.
Good morning.
And you're wearing a Badger shirt and all.
Yeah, like I know ball, love college yeah. football. I'm super excited for it.
Big college football guy. And there's Tausch. Tausch, good morning. How are you
morning.
Getting ready for the 4th of July weekend?
I am doing very nice. I don't have anything major planned. I'm hoping for all the concerts and running around. We don't have any baseball this weekend, so I'll do a little cookout, some fireworks, but outside of that, nothing uber exciting. So I'm going to be very content over the weekend.
So you're going to have a pretty chill 4th of July weekend. I'm the opposite.
I would hope so.
The 4th of July is the Super Bowl of up north weekends. If you have a cabin,
yeah, it is.
If you know anyone with a cabin, like it's going to be packed up north.
I would
this
think
weekend.
Isn't Memorial. So that's the. So you think the 4th is because Memorial Day is kind of you open it up, you get the dock in, you do all that,
yeah.
And then Labor Day you're shutting it down. So the 4th is when you really can kind of let loose and let it rip.
Yeah, I mean, those are the three majors when it comes to up north cabins. Those are the three majors.
Sure.
But 4th of July is the masters of the majors. Like this is the one that everyone cares the most about. And it's when,
that makes sense.
Boats are out on the lake. The meat raffle's extra crowded on Saturday afternoon. You're having a fire every night. Like, this is the big one. You invite all the relatives and friends to come up. Like, we're going to have, 14, 15 people, three dogs. Like, it's going to be a lot of people having fun up north this weekend. So, Beck and I are
Super.
Heading up tonight, and I think the rest of the family's coming around the same time we are tonight, maybe early tomorrow, and it's going to be a ton of fun. So, I already have one foot out the door. I'll admit, I'm starting to check out here as we get set for the 4th of July.
Yeah, no, I think you had 1 foot yesterday. Now you're 2 feet.
Okay,
so,
yeah, 2 feet out the door.
Yeah, whatever makes sense. keep plowing ahead. We'll be fine.
Lots to get to on today's show. There is a list, an article from Ben Solak at ESPN.com ranking the greatest draft pick at each overall position all time. Who is the greatest number one overall pick ever? Who is the greatest 100th pick ever? And I'm curious if someone on this panel makes an appearance on that list. So we will check that out a little bit later. Speaking of lists, Jason Wilde's countdown of the top 20 most important Packers for the 2025 season continues. We talked about head coach Jason Eck, your old teammate, Tausch, of the New Mexico Lobos, scheduled to appear coming up at 10 o'clock. Last night, we found out he bleeds. The Miz lost a baseball game. We thought it was impossible, but the Mets got to him, gave up a grand slam, and it was donezo at that point for the Miz. He lost a baseball game, first time in his Brewers career. Brewers fall in the second of the doubleheader to the New York Mets last night. Did you watch the game? Did you see the Miz last night? Was he must-see TV for you, or did you miss that one?
No. No, I missed it, and it wasn't must-watch. And to be honest, the Miz, there is the excitement of it. I believe that the matchup with Skeens was the draw. It wasn't just the Miz. And I think I was wrong on that. As we did the show and as we got feedback, I don't think this one was as exciting. But when I look at it, it's literally the exact same scenario that happened with Skeens. He got rocked in the second inning. He got rocked at AmFam Field. Miz got rocked. So I'm guessing the Mets will say this thing was the best thing ever, yeah, right? Mets fans are going to say it's the best thing ever?
I knew you were going to say this. Yeah, lived up to the hype for Mets fans. They got to the Miz. They beat the Miz. No one else had done that yet. Of course they're going to say it lived up to the hype. Bunch of fans there last night, no one there in the afternoon for the doubleheader, but the game that was regularly scheduled, yeah, they're going to say that was a great game for those fans last night, for sure. So here's a question I have for you, because this will be the only Brewers we would likely talk today. Another one with the Mets tonight, 6:10 first pitch. Listen to it, 620 WTMJ here on 100.5 ESPN Madison as well. So have you ever been in a situation in your career? I don't know if it was like this when Aaron Rodgers took over, or if there were stretches with Favre as the quarterback, or maybe something else I'm not thinking of, where you almost felt invincible. Where you got hot and there was like no way you were gonna lose. Like this was like team of destiny, or we're just no one can touch us when Favre's on a heater, or this team came together and had this magical stretch. And then you lose a game, and how do you come back from something like that? Like for the Miz, for the Brewers, is this gonna be something that gets in their mind now, where it's like, okay, we were invincible with this guy on the mound. Now he lost. How do you bounce back? Because he's going up against Kershaw, if it all plays out accordingly, next Tuesday in a big game against the Dodgers at AmFam Field that they're gonna need him for.
Yeah, I think you would have to ask Rodgers or Favre that question. But what I would say is most of us know we're not invincible. We believe when we're playing that we are. But sports has a fun way of humbling you. And when you start thinking nobody can beat you, Buster Douglas knocks you out in Tokyo. Or Michael Spinks gets knocked out wherever that Diet Pepsi sign was at.
Spinks.
That's the beauty of sports. And you think Pete Sampras back at Wimbledon probably thought he's going to get his eighth because, you know what, this is how it goes. And then a young Roger Federer comes in and beats him. And then Federer goes on this run and thinks, I'm never going to lose. And then a young Rafa comes in and beep, slaps him away in 07. That's the beauty of this. So, yes, there is the sense of invincibility, but at some point, you're going to get humbled. And in a game of football, it's such a team-based deal. You believe in your teammates. You understand it. But stuff happens throughout the course of a game and in a season. And that's why the 72 Dolphins are viewed the way they are, because nobody has done it. I'm sure the Patriots felt invincible. Nobody could beat them. And then the Giants said, you know what? We're not only going to beat you, we're going to bruise you, we're going to punch you in the face, and we're going to knock you out. And they did. So that's why we love it. I think, and when I was on with Vince Vitrano this morning on WTMJ, they asked a really good question, because this to me is more of a welcome to the league moment. He kind of, you know, prefaced it by saying, you think the Mets were kind of saying, yeah, that was cute what you did there against the Pirates. Now you're up against a big boy, actual, you know, Major League Baseball team. Now, I would disagree with that, but
a big boy team that's lost 14-17 going into the game last night.
Welcome to the show, kid. And they did that. And it, I think all of us, and one of my favorite things is always when you talk to people that make it, whether it's in Major League Baseball or the NBA or football, is when you know you've arrived, you have that moment. And then there's also that moment of every player that is, whoa, this is, you know, welcome to the league, kid. And for me, I had mine, and it was in Buffalo. It was against the Bills. I'm on. I get in because Earl Dotson gets hurt. I start playing, and we line up for a field goal. Maybe it was even an extra point. And back in the early, back in 2000, there was no, you can't put two guys. You could push people. You can't. Everything was full go. You do whatever the hell you want. So I line up at, I think it was right guard, right next to the snapper, and I see Sam Adams. It was about 380 pounds.
Oh, the Colonial
and
guy?
And I see Ted Washington, who's bigger than him. And they both meander.
Alexander
Hamilton
was next to him, too.
Who?
You had Washington and Adams. I was wondering if, like, Jefferson was next to them also, or Alexander Hamilton is what Hunter said. Sorry, it was...
We were being mean.
Yeah, 4th of July humor. Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm confused.
Oh, no.
Help me out.
You said Sam Adams. I said, oh, like the Colonial guy. And then you said Washington was next to Adams. And then so Hunter said, where was Alexander Hamilton? And then I said Jefferson. And
Oh, so we're just naming presidents and,
yes,
like historical figures.
It's 4th of July.
Yeah, we had Sam Adams and Washington in the same story, and it's the 3rd of
John
July.
John Quincy Adams.
We didn't want it.
Martin Van Buren.
I really was enjoying it.
Let's go through the list.
No.
Who's 8? Andrew Johnson was right after Abe Lincoln, right? 16 and 17. Theodore Roosevelt, FDR. I mean, I think we can name every. You're going to go Gerald Ford.
Well, yeah, the goat.
Sure. Yeah, you know, wouldn't be 4th of July.
Which, by the way, I think we should. And I've been texting with Josh at Big Cat DiMaggio about this. I think the most fascinating era of our history that we never study or look at is from 1962 to 1980.
Yeah.
So I've been reading a bunch. Mm-hmm. I've been reading a bunch of books. The fact that Gerald Ford somehow just gets put into office. The whole thing's fascinating. I would check and read that stuff. So so there you go.
Okay. That was a fun detour. Sorry. Can you please tell us the rest of the Buffalo story? You're welcome to the league rook moment, because this sounded like it was on pace to be a great story that I haven't heard before. I'm sorry we interrupted it.
What story?
So Sam Adams is lining up across from you next to
Alexander Hamilton,
next to George Washington, and
then they crossed the Delaware.
Where we left the story, the ball
and
was
then Thomas
to
Jefferson came up. Jefferson, the Jefferson Memorial, I still think probably the best memorial. I do. Underrated. Everybody's about the Washington Monument, yeah, the Lincoln, yeah, Memorial. I think the Jefferson Memorial, very underrated.
Abe's number one. You got the reflecting pool right there. You got the iconic pictures, the steps. You can go around the backside.
There's
where
a
no
lot of good
is.
Stuff there. That is
the Lincoln
true.
Memorial is number. I also proposed there. So
it's good. Yeah. It's a good memorial. Biased. But I didn't say Jefferson is the top of the list. I said it's the most underrated. Is what I said.
Didn't you just say the Jefferson Memorial is the best memorial? You're just saying,
I think for the bank, for the buck. You don't have as many people around it.
They're all free to go.
Maybe
to.
I said that, but I meant to say most underrated is what I meant to say.
Are you going to finish the Buffalo Bills story? Because I really did want to hear what happens. No, like, this sounded like, come on. Blame Hunter. He's the one who interrupted with Alex.
I'm not blaming anybody.
I
love tangents. I can't sit here and act like I don't love a good tangent. And it was a good tangent. And now... Here we go. So the bottom line is, now that you're forcing me to go back on this story, they kind of gave a look like, oh, here's a fish, young kid. Let's go see what he's got. And, you know, they lined up, and that was the first and hopefully the only time in field goal protection. I ended up going blank over Tea Kettle. He rolled me back, but I did what I was supposed to do, which is take it. And Longwell makes the extra point, and that was kind of my, this is what the league is about. You have to earn your stripes. And the old savvy vets are always looking, and for the rest of time, I can remember, you'd go through and the defensive line and the jumpers would kind of look around and kind of smell, oh, this looks fishy. And they would go to where they thought they could make the most moves. And that day in Buffalo, I was that fish.
844-770-3776, the Carbliss ESPN Wisconsin Talk and Text Line. Liss is more. That's your way into the show as we continue throughout the course of the day. Again, New Mexico football head coach and Tausch's former teammate Jason Eck scheduled to appear coming up in the 10 o'clock hour. Coming up next, we're going to get to the latest entry in Jason Wilde's series highlighting the most important Packers for the 2025 season. That's coming up next. We won't wait too long to give it away. In the meantime, Tausch, tell us heading into the 4th of July weekend about our friend Gina Della and Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Yep, the windows. You're looking for resiliency in sports. You want to see who can bounce back. Who's got that resiliency? And for windows with the strongest resilience, you need to have the Pella Experience. The Pella Experience Center will let you see it, feel it, open, close, slam. Compare dozens of windows and door options. Don't slam it too hard, though. We want to make sure we're careful. From seven different Pella lines, and you see them all side by side. Stop by soon, though, because if you order by July 31st, you get 0% interest for up to 5 years. Certain restrictions do apply. Visit the Pella Experience Center in Brookfield or schedule your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
The next time you and Jason and I will all be on the show together will be next Thursday when we're at the Pella Brookfield location. So you're talking about it right there, the Experience Center. There we go. We'll all be there on Thursday next week for the show. So looking forward to that. The first defensive player Jason Wilde features in his countdown at channel3000.com of the most important Packers of 2025. Who is it? We'll talk about him next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Is off today, Jesse and Tausch on Wilde and Tausch, but Jason is cranking out articles over at channel3000.com highlighting the top 20 most important Packers for the 2025 NFL season. Yesterday when
he's cranking out Facebook, I think he's taking off, he's cleaning his garage and his basement out too. Sarah sent me something on Facebook that he's got like a clearance sale going on. So should we promote it?
Is he doing like
should we promote
Eddie
his garage sale like Eddie Lacy's?
No free advertising unless there's ice cream. That's the rule of the show.
Well, he's got an ice cream scoop. If he's selling an ice cream scoop, does that count?
No, it's got to be actual ice cream or frozen custard.
All right, why don't we do this? I do not have a Facebook account. I never will.
Yep.
Can we, one of you guys that have it, can you go on and just check what the top three things are that he's selling that we might be interested in?
Hunter, you
on that?
Is that
what we could do?
I think I can find that, okay. Yeah.
You do
That's it.
And in the meantime,
what do you think he's selling? Like, he's going to be selling his kids' stuff that's like, too small.
Definitely.
Or not good enough now.
They've been very.
That'd be my guess.
He's talked all the time about how active they are in sports. I'm guessing there's some sports equipment they may no longer use that they've outgrown.
Clothing.
Or don't participate in anymore. So I'm sure some of that will be available.
I got suckered into a bad guitar from him. That was a mistake.
You bought a guitar from Jason?
From his basement. He has like eight guitars. I don't know what the hell he's doing.
What are you going to do with a guitar?
I don't know if
you don't play a guitar.
Well, no, I got it for my kids. My kids, I thought, would be more musical. And that guitar is like collecting dust and rotten up somewhere in our house. I don't know where.
Well, give it back to Jason to sell today.
Maybe I will, Jesse. Maybe I will.
Regardless of what Jason is doing by day with a garage sale, he does have his article up at channel3000.com. Number 18,
hangers.
Checking.
Guarantee he's selling hangers. There's no way he's not.
And you thought I had 2 feet out the door heading into the holiday weekend already. Okay, so yesterday when Brian Bulaga was on, we unveiled that number 20 on the list is tight end Luke Musgrave, which you had some reservations about because...
I did. I still do.
If we're saying the top 20 and you're picking a backup tight end, that means some starters are not as significant, and you took grievance with that. I think fairly.
I did.
Can't wait for you and Jason to debate that when he returns on Monday. Number 19 is rookie wide receiver Matthew Golden, and checking in... at number 18 today at channel3000.com in Jason's list of the most important Packers of 2025, Evan Williams, second-year safety, who had a really great rookie season, late draft pick that ended up being a big contributor a year ago, played in 13 games, was hurt in a couple of different stints, one hamstring injury had him out for a game in the middle of the year, and then he missed the last... I think it was 3 regular season games with a quad injury, came back for the playoff game against the Eagles and played pretty well, limited the Eagles as good as any defense did during that postseason run. Just didn't get enough done offensively with too many turnovers in that game for the Packers to overcome. Tausch, when you hear Evan Williams at number 18, do you agree? You think this is a good spot for him in the list without knowing what 17 through 1 are, as we'll learn in the coming days?
I think it's fine. He is going to be integral into what this defense is going to do. And I think for all the question marks of no Jaire Alexander, there's all kinds of interesting dynamics of where guys are going to play, right? Well, who's going to be the one? Is it going to be Keyshawn? Where's Hobbs going to play? And how that's all going to sort itself out? Bullard. There's a lot of intrigue as far as what's going to happen in the secondary. There isn't any intrigue who's going to be playing safety. That tandem is going to be set, and Evan Williams is going to be a big part of it. I would venture to say, and I have not had privy to Jason's list, and even if I did, I wouldn't spoil it. I would guess that Xavier McKinney is going to be in the top 5 because he a dog, and he is the playmaker, and he really changed the whole outlook of what this defense can be, and you finally have a safety that isn't afraid to go be a ball hawk and make plays. So that tandem, when you start looking at the question marks this team has, secondary, pass rush, there aren't any question marks that this tandem is going to be really good, and they're going to need to be, because as this defense continues to grow under Jeff Hafley, I would expect there to be more opportunities as quarterbacks look and say, where's Xavier? Where's X? Well, then when they're not doing that, they're not looking for Evan Williams. And when they're not, that's when you undercut a route. That's when you maybe can start reading things. And that's where, you know, the Nick Collins, Charles Woodson, Tramon Williams, that group was so synced up in understanding what was going to happen before it happened, and that's why you saw pick sixes, and you saw big plays, and you saw a depoy in Charles Woodson in 2009. I think the safety group has to lead that, and that's why I think Evan Williams could probably be even higher on that list, but looking for him, who had a really good campaign last year, to make another big jump this upcoming season.
I think you bring up a great point there. And again, Wildy and Tausch, Jesse and Tausch today. So Evan Williams checking in at number 18 on Jason's list. When we talk about how to measure success for the fantasy football guys, the skill position players, wide receivers, running backs, tight ends, it's all about stat accumulation. It's all about, you know, how many targets, how many receptions, how many yards and touchdowns, all that stuff. And it's very easy to say, look, Romeo Doubs had a fantastic year. Tucker Kraft had a breakout performance last year, and you can just look at the stats and say that. On the defensive side of the ball, I think when you have someone like Xavier McKinney or a shutdown corner, some of the great corners that have been in the league for the last multiple decades, going back to like Darrell Revis, they have great breakout performances because they are targeted and they make the most of those opportunities and they emerge. But then oftentimes their statistics go down after that because teams are, like you're saying, they look, where's Xavier McKinney? We're not going there. Let's figure out somewhere else to go.
Right.
And so it's difficult to measure, like, how good is a corner, because you don't say, well, this corner had 9 interceptions, so therefore he's the best corner. Like, oftentimes some of the best corners or safeties in the league might not have amazing statistics because they're just not targeted. That's the impact that they have on that side of the ball. So I think what you say about Xavier McKinney makes a ton of sense, and it could be why Evan Williams had such a great breakout year last year when he was on the field, because everybody knew how good Xavier McKinney was, so they're looking to go, where's Evan Williams? And there's the rookie. Let's go after that guy. And he stepped up to the occasion more often than not last year and ended up having a really solid season. So this coming season, I wonder how that's going to parlay here into year number 2 with X and Evan Williams anchoring at those safety positions.
That is why star players, field tilters, however you want to say it, are so important, because it's not only their production and their leadership and their example setting that makes them important and makes them difference makers, but it's also, it makes the game easier for Evan Williams, for Bullard. You're going to get tested more, but you're going to get tested in ways that you're going to, as a coordinator, you can help dictate how those things get tested. So that's why the value of those guys, and for the first time in a long time, the Packers have somebody that I believe offensive coordinators are going to look at and say, remember I always talked about Troy Polamalu, Ed Reed, Julius Peppers, Wednesday meeting, circle, don't let this guy beat us. He is a game wrecker. We have to have a plan for him. I think Xavier McKinney is that guy. And now if you can add Edgerrin Cooper, who I'm certain is going to be on Jason's list at some point, and he becomes that guy, and all of a sudden the middle of the field, you're like, uh-oh. All of a sudden you got two guys that people are looking at. There's only 11 spots. And the field's only 53 and a third wide. All of a sudden things shrink. And when that happens, other guys can elevate their game. And the same thing in basketball and all these. That's why these star players, Steph Curry, Giannis, why are they so great? Well, yeah, they can get a hoop whenever they want. They can, you know, all the stuff that they can do. But they make the game easier for everybody else, where everybody else, if you're on a different team, you're going to be asked to do things that maybe you're not capable of. Here, you have star players, X out guys. It changes the whole equation as far as what you're being asked to do.
We'll talk more about the defensive side of the ball, Jeff Hafley's scheme, and how Evan Williams at number 18
yeah,
on
Hunter,
Jason's list fits
Hunter,
in.
I was driving back to do the show, and I heard the promotion for Saturday, the State of the Packers
State
with
the
Strofe
Packers,
and
yeah.
with Jason and with Gabe. It's going to be awesome. I know they do that every year. It's always must-listen to stuff. But I heard Strofe's intro basically saying the new look defense with Jeff Hafley. Is that an accurate? I want to make sure I'm being accurate. It's on the liners. I heard it at least twice on my drive, and I want to make sure that's accurate before I comment on it. Well, I know we got to go to break anyways. But Strofe, I believe, said the new look Jeff Hafley defense, and I was thinking, is it? Is it a new look?
Well, we will talk about that coming up next, because that seems like something worth talking about, especially in the realm of Evan Williams here on Jason's List. You asked me for a Jason Wilde impression yesterday, because I always say, Mark Tauscher here for cold, refreshing Coors Light. So I'm going to try it now for you, okay? This is my debut.
Right.
I'm trying a Jason Wilde
better
impression.
Better hem and haw. All right.
Hey, it's Jason Wilde for Associated Bank. From mortgages to everyday spending and even job searches, your credit has far-reaching impact. That's Associated Bank. Includes credit monitor with Associated Balance Checking and Associated Choice Checking. Get a quick glance at your credit health, monthly updates of your credit score, automatic email alerts or changes to your credit, how your credit score is trending, graphing its movement month over month. And if you already have Access Checking, consider upgrading to Balanced or Choice Checking. You got this with Associated Bank. Member FDIC.
I don't think he ever says member FDIC.
He does say member FDIC. That's what, like, that's a very important thing you need to do.
No, I don't. Not in his life.
By the way, the Foghorn had nothing to do with Associated Bank. They're great.
That was just your assessment.
That was me grading Jesse's. Mm-hmm. You had it there at the start. Your Jason Wilde here was, you got it, and then you lost
it. Hey, it's Jason Wilde.
Take care. Be good. No, take care. Be good. So, Hunter, I have a couple of homework assignments over the commercial break for you.
Oh, geez.
Oh, good. Yes, good.
The audio, or not the audio, just to confirm of what Strof was promoting. I just want to make sure we're accurate. And I'd like for you to put up, because we want to help Jason in his garage sale.
Oh, my God.
I want us from our Wildy and Tausch account to find two things that he's selling that we could help promote on our Twitter feed.
Well, so, good news is...
Is that legal?
Well, so I went back through...
Why would it not be legal?
And I found some things, some of which had been sold, but I do have some recent ones that he has put up there, and we could go through those... Instead of promoting it, and we could just
discuss them. Did he sell the 600 wiffle golf balls? Because that looks like why he has so many wiffle golf balls. You understand you don't lose wiffle golf balls, right?
Yeah, practice year round.
600? They don't go that far. You hit 10 and you walk and you hit them back. He's got 150 wiffle golf balls. I don't think a range has 150 wiffle golf balls.
Well, they don't need them at a range.
I don't think a driving range has that many wiffle golf balls.
No, why would they? They have real golf balls, and they've got thousands of them. A check on Jason Wilde's garage sale and continued discussion of the new look Packers defense. That's straight ahead on Wilde and Tausch.
Your state, your teams, your ESPN. The ESPN Wisconsin app. Customizable just to you. Find the ESPN Wisconsin app in the Apple or Android app stores today.
I am friends with Jason on Facebook, and I'm not seeing the rummage sale posted anywhere, so I don't know what intel you have.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah. You're the one who's it came across my desk that Jason has a big rummage sale, and I'm
come
not
across
seeing
my
the rummage
desk.
Sale.
I just told you I don't have a Facebook desk. That is not where I'm at. I have a Twitter desk.
But I'm sure you have a correspondent that's on Facebook.
You have a designated social media
told
specialist.
You. If you guys would listen, I told you that Sarah sent that to me and showed me that he is what he's doing with his couple days off, which is great. I'm glad he's cleaning out his garage and his house and getting rid of 150 wiffle golf balls. I don't know what else. Hunter has found it, correct?
I mean, I have found some other things that he has sold. I even power ranked them.
What else is he selling? No, what's he selling right now?
Well, some of them he has sold. Some of them he is currently selling. And I just kind of went through and I found my five favorites.
Okay, so let's go through the five favorites and let's give them a little bump. Let's give them a little bump. Is this not legal, Jesse? Is that what you're worried about?
I think we're probably okay. I don't know for sure.
It's Jason. The name of the show is Wildy and Tausch.
Yeah, but this is like...
We talk about what happens in our lives. We talk football. This is what we do.
But we're not often trying to sell our own things.
Some of these have already been sold. I won't say if they have been or not.
We know you gave away hats, and that went so well. Well, big bag of hats. I don't want these anywhere. Let's give them away.
It went well up until the point that I gave it to you to execute, and now that bag of hats is probably in a dumpster.
Hand up. That was on me. All right, Hunter has the official Jason Wilde garage sale item power rankings or something.
Number five. A set of Milwaukee Brewers City Connect flags.
Wow.
Okay.
City Connect flags. That's pretty cool. All right.
Number four, a light-up LED basketball.
Ooh. Practicing basketball at
just
night.
Wait, what, are his girls retired from hoops? Who doesn't need an LED basketball at this point? All right, I'm a little dumbfounded by that one. Okay, what else?
Number three, a collapsible soccer goal, a 9-foot soccer
big
goal.
Big sports theme here. It's big sports theme.
Yeah, there's a lot of sports. I figured it'd be a lot of sports. Yeah, no interest in soccer for me, so can't do it.
Yeah. World Cup next year, though.
Number two, a freestanding ballet bar.
Oh, okay. So, like, I don't know how ballet works. I don't, like, in the dance studios, they have those up against the wall.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm guessing it's just that is okay. Up there. I didn't, like, open up pictures.
No practical use for me at home with that.
Okay.
I don't think Tausch would have that either, maybe, but I'm not sure.
And we knew it was coming. Number one. 100 wiffle ball style golf balls, 99 of which are white, and there is a single orange one.
I do wonder if some of those are pickleballs. If some of those are pickleballs, then I'm interested. But if it's 100 wiffle golf balls, I don't go to the range. I always say now, COVID sucked. We all agree with that. But COVID golf was awesome. No range, just go play. Yeah. It's what I do anyways. So this whole idea of hitting golf wiffle balls in my yard, it just does not interest me at all. But and if I did, I'd have 100 wiffle golf balls. That's hoarding. That's hoarding.
Well, it's not hoarding if you're trying to sell.
What's he charging for those 100 wiffle golf balls?
I'll have to go back and look.
Okay.
So now Jason is listening. He texted us, put me on the air, and you're denying him access to the show.
No, nope, Paul, there is no Wildy today. We've given him a ban.
Jason X coming up.
Full show.
Banned. Yeah, just we're loaded today here heading into the holiday weekend. Sorry, Jason. You'll have to wait till Monday to state your case for the rubbish sale. Jason Wildy's garage sale going on right now in Green Bay with many great items still available if you want to have a chance to stop by. That's our discussion of the Packers' defensive scheme for the 2025 season. 844-770-3776.
So, Hunter, was I correct in my interpretation of Stroff and Wildy and Gabe's big show on Saturday down at Summerfest? Was I correct in my assessment?
You were. I even have the audio here just so we can get that level
big
of
audio.
Having
it. Yeah,
big audio.
Yeah.
Hunter,
yeah.
Just for the record, I just want to say, it is so nice to have a producer of a audio show providing audio at the ready. It is so nice.
This is shot happens. Number two at Jesse.
And Hunter, I'm sure you would agree. It is so nice to have a host who's sending ideas over and an outline of the show for you to be adequately prepared as a producer, wouldn't you say?
Anyway, here's Stroff's promo,
Jefferson,
and we can play the beginning.
Washington, Hamilton.
Hey, it's Alex Stroff. What are the expectations for Jordan Love in year three as the starter for the Green Bay Packers? What will the Packers' new-look defense look like? And what are reasonable expectations for the Packers' record in 2025?
There it is. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So Tausch was right.
I think point one, Jordan Love, yeah, we're all intrigued by that. I think we're seeing him healthy. Very fair. What is new look about this defense?
No Jair Alexander.
He didn't play hardly at all last year.
50% over the last 4 years.
Not even. No, he played in like 6 games. No. So what's new look about this defense?
I mean, the Jair Alexander component would be what's new look. Because even though he didn't play the majority of the games last season, he was plan A at that position. So this year, there is a new plan A for when Jair Alexander is unavailable. So that
we don't even know who CB1's. We don't even know who CB1's going to be.
That's part
Nate
of
Hobbs.
We think, I don't agree. I wouldn't call it a new look defense, but stating the case for it on behalf of my guy Stroff, I would say that new look defense is what's going to happen at the corner position. We don't know who CB1 is going into training camp. So yes, that's new look because there is something there unknown that we need to figure out on the Packers defense. Fair?
Okay. I'm not saying that Stroff is wrong. I'm just asking the question because
to
me,
I think you are saying Stroff is wrong.
Yeah, a little bit.
No, I'm saying it, but that's not. I'm just saying I don't think it's going to be new look. I think it's going to be advanced algebra. I think we had algebra last year, and now Halfley and his crew understands where they're coming from. Edgerrin Cooper's a year older. He's got a much better vibe about what his expectations are. Quay Walker has the same thing. There, to me, it's not about we went from freshman algebra to sophomore geometry. This is, we did algebra here, and now we're going advanced. It is next step. I don't think that's new. I think that's just different. I think it's advanced. And if this defense isn't advanced, I'll be disappointed. And if Jeff Hafley isn't going to be a big-time head coaching candidate in next year's cycle, something went wrong. Because now he has the tools. We have last offseason was all about, oh, 8 first-round picks, and we got all this talent. We kept And I think Xavier McKinney changed a lot of that narrative because they created turnovers. Now, was the pass rush up to where it needed to be against good teams? No. But the pass rush was better last year. They had more sacks. Granted, and 9 against Tennessee or whatever it was, but that still counts. So this shouldn't be new look. This should be advanced. It should look advanced from what we saw in 2024.
I agree with Tausch. Give me a t-shirt. I agree. That's how I would approach the look of really the entire team. Yep. Well, that's not Tausch was right. Do you have a different one there? Talent out.
I was right.
Truman up.
That's probably
okay.
Fair.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. Right. This is when we talk about taking the next step. I think that's a very generic term, but it's kind of the same conversation we had much of last offseason. Is Jordan Love going to take the next step? How will the defense look under Jeff Hafley in his first season? These were the questions asked going into the 2024 season. Here in 25, what will the defense look this year with a few new components for Jeff Hafley, and how will it advance from what it did last year? And will Jordan Love, whatever we want to define taking the next step as the Packers' starting quarterback, will he do that this year? Like, those are the questions on the State of the Packers show that I'm intrigued to hear what the guys have to say, and I'm intrigued to hear how it differs from some of the same conversations that were had on the same show 1 year ago around 4th of July weekend. So I'm intrigued to hear that this weekend. Saturday starting at noon at Summerfest, the State of the Packers show with Alex Stroff, Gabe Neitzel, and the garage salesman himself, Jason Wilde. Tausch, if you were down at Summerfest this weekend like you were last week at the Killers, I am sure you would be cracking open an ice-cold Coors Light.
I would indeed, and whether you're going to watch fireworks, going to be out on a lake, going to be out at the grill cooking, make sure you have a Coors Light in your hand. Coors Light is brewed with a 3-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it's cold packaged. So it is made to chill. The mountains on Coors Light's cold activated bottles and cans. Make sure they're blue. It's going to be a hot weekend. And make sure that your beverage, your Coors Light, is frosty cold with those baby blue mountains. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company at Golden, Colorado.
Round one of Wilde and Tausch Trivia presented by Vortex Golf. Same deal as yesterday. We're going to play once coming up next and once again later in the show. Double dose of Wilde and Tausch Trivia today presented by Vortex Golf. Caller number 11 at 844-770-3776. Let me try that again. 844-770-3776. That is the phone number for you to get in for Wilde and Tausch Trivia. Caller number 11. Both trivia categories will be the same today. One set of questions written by me. One set of questions written by Tier 1 Tyler, who celebrated a big birthday yesterday with me out on the golf course. Happy birthday, Tier 1 Tyler. My questions are up first. U.S. history. Part one of Wilde and Tausch Trivia. U.S. history heading into 4th of July weekend. Caller 11 right now, 844-770-3776, plays Wilde and Tausch Trivia presented by Vortex Golf. That's coming up next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is our crew.
A drive, left center, deep. See you later. Caleb Durbin, turn out the lights.
You're listening to Madison's new home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball, 100.5 ESPN.
A double dose of Wilde and Tausch Trivia today presented by Vortex Golf. Going to play the first round right now. Second round coming up in the 11 o'clock hour of the show. So your second chance to get in for those of you who were unable to for Wilde and Tausch Trivia coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. Both categories today, U.S. history in honor of the 4th of July holiday weekend coming up. It is time now for Wilde and Tausch Trivia presented by Vortex Golf.
Wilde and Tausch Trivia is brought to you by Vortex Golf. Rangefinders you can bet on.
And just like the doubleheader for the Brewers yesterday, our first contestant, like Freddie Peralta on the mound for the day game, is a wily old veteran. It's Sparky in Sussex. Welcome back to Wildy and Tausch Trivia. Sparky, how you been?
Thank you, sir. I've been pretty good. How about yourself?
Oh, we're great. Get ready for the 4th of July. The U-Log going to be lit for the 4th of July weekend in the Sparky residence?
Well, it might be a little warm for that, but I'll have to check with Mr. Sparky on that.
I don't really know what we're talking about anymore when we bring up that U-Log.
Oh, I think you know what you're talking about. I think you're wondering if the fireworks are going to explode is what I think you're asking, Jesse.
No, I don't think I am. Tausch, what do
you... Oh, that's what you said.
What do you want your level of involvement for U.S. history trivia
Sparky,
to be here?
Sparky, the Declaration of Independence is kept in which building in Washington, D.C.? Is it the National Archives Building, the Smithsonian Museum of American History, or On Abe's Chair at the Lincoln Memorial, which is overrated compared to the Jefferson Memorial?
I believe it's in the National Archives Building.
Yes, sir.
On the board.
That was the easiest. Smithsonian's got a lot of stuff.
Does.
A lot of stuff.
Not the Declaration of Independence, though. That would be in the Archives Seems Building. It's the only reason to go to the true. Archives Building. The Archives Building is very boring otherwise. I can say that. I was there a couple years ago. Pretty boring. Right, good air conditioning, though, on a hot day. Question two, Sparky. Okay. Which of these states... This is hard for question two. Why did I do this?
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Which of these states became an admitted member of the United States the earliest? So who was the earliest of these three states to become a member of the United States? Is it Illinois, Iowa, or Ohio?
Can you repeat those again? Illinois?
I sure can. Illinois, Ohio? Iowa, or Ohio?
I'm going to go with Ohio since it's the state of
Portland,
they say.
Ohio was admitted in 1803, Illinois in 1818, and Iowa in 1846. Nicely done, Sparky. Two for two so far.
All right, Sparky, which battles fought on April 19th of 1775 were the first military engagements of the American Revolutionary War? Wow. Is it Saratoga and Ticonderoga, Lexington and Concord, or the Siege of Boston?
I believe that's Lexington and Concord.
Sparky.
Knows his
history. I knew a well-traveled guy like Sparky and Mrs. Sparky would know that. Well done, Spark.
Three for three, all four entries for our Vortex swag bag drawing coming up a little bit later in the show. Nicely done, Sparky. Hope you have a great 4th of July weekend with all the fireworks and U-Log festivities abundant, I think.
I'll keep you posted.
Please don't. Thank you, Sparky. That is Wildy and Tausch Trivia Round 1 presented by Vortex Golf. Wildy and Tausch Trivia Round 2 coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. But coming up next, Tausch's old teammate, Wisconsin football alum, and the new head coach of the New Mexico Lobos. He is rising in the college football coaching ranks. Jason Eck, scheduled to appear when we kick off the 10 o'clock hour in 2 minutes. Don't go anywhere. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.